and at the evening sacrifice I arose up from my heaviness. And having rent my garment and my mantle, I fell upon my knees and spread out my hands unto the Lord my God, and said, If I say, I will forget my complaint, I will leave off my heaviness and comfort myself, reproach hath broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness. And I looked for some to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. My soul melteth for heaviness, strengthen thou me according unto thy word. The Proverbs of Solomon. A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. Heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad. Even in laughter the heart is sorrowful, and the end of that mirth is heaviness.
Yet I will distress Ariel, and there shall be heaviness and sorrow, and it shall be unto me as Ariel. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified.
That I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. But I determined this with myself, that I would not come again to you in heaviness. For he longed after you all, and was full of heaviness, because that ye had heard that he had been sick. Be afflicted, and mourn, and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to heaviness. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations,